we were talking about roads. Let me ask you about a few more questions about that, then I want to get talk with you about animals. If you're driving in from out of state, say like Slidell or a place like that, or from Mississippi, what road would you come in on in here in the New Orleans?
We go through I-10. I go to Baton Rouge. That's the only place we're going now.
You go on
and we take the I-10, excuse me, and go plane across the spillway all the way to Baton Rouge. And I-10 brings you all the way to Baton Rouge. And then when you get there, you take Lafayette, I think. No, Lafayette carry across the river. We go straight I-10 till we get to Pinkton Road. And then we turn off of Pinkton Road to Essenland. Then we go into Mayfair Park. And then we right by my daughter's house. She lives on Belbar Drive in Baton Rouge. That's Mayfair.
Now, that road, I-10, is a what? Is a
highway. And it's just, well, it's got different lanes. You can go through Guns Alley. You can go, well, you pass through Kenner, Guns Alley. I don't know too much about it. Convent.
Where might you stop along the interstate? Say you drive along the interstate and you got tired.
We stop in Guns Alley and get some cold drink or something. Maybe if we go in to my other daughter over in Port Allen.
Yeah.
While they'll go across the Mississippi Bridge, and we'd stop over there at some of the service stations and get a cold drink or a cup of coffee or something. And we'd go through Lafayette to go there.
You'd stop at a what? At a what?
A service station.
Okay. Or other places?
Or either we'd stop to a restaurant or a sweet shop.
Mm-hmm.
Something. Then they got a place that's called 7-Eleven. You can stop there and get a meal.
That's the 7-Eleven, it's just a little.
I call it a sweet shop.
Okay.
It's a little soft drink place. You get sandwiches and cold drinks. This is like a smack bar.
Get a what there?
You can get a sandwich.
Yeah.
Or you can get cold drink.
Get smacked.
Crackers. I sell at the small grocery store. You get a lot of stuff in there.
Yeah.
But
okay.
They're expensive.
Now, what is painted on the road to help you stay in your lanes? You know, have you seen them?
They have numbers. Like Louisiana 90 or Louisiana 61. They have LA 61, LA 90, and so on. And then they'll tell you so many miles from Baton Rouge or so many miles from Guns Alley.
Okay.
And things like that.
To keep you in your lane, there's a what?
There are signs. What the name?
Yeah, I see.
Of the town.
No, say you're driving along those interstate highways. They got two lanes, and maybe a car next to you.
Yeah.
What do they have there painted along the highway to keep you in your lanes?
They only have the routes. You know, they have a pole with a sign on it, and that sign tells you Interstate 10, I Interstate. Some of them say Interstate 6. Or something like that, whichever way you want to go. And you just follow that. And when you want to turn off, like you're going to Baton Rouge, and you'll say, take Route 90.
You get off on what?
You get up, you take one of those lanes. You go out into another lane,
yeah.
Off of the highway, into another lane. Like we got in Baton Rouge, we wanted to go to a friend's house, and she lived in College Drive. Well, you have to come off of the interstate. Interstate is I-10.
Yeah.